Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
75 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
71 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KPR.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees.
KF8 FGS in the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees.
Any radius?
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees.
KE8RUH.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8RKD. Mobile. Ryan, W8RJD from KFAS.
Hey Dave, yeah, I got a bunch of running around I'm doing today. I'm heading to the bank right now to deposit a check of all things. You'd think that we'd be in a modern era where we wouldn't have to do that, but yeah, here we are. And then got to run around and do some work trips on a Saturday morning. How about you? What you got going on? Not much, just taking the dog out here, and I don't know if we're ever going to get rain. I have to keep on turning the sprinkler on, but I'm confused. Why can't you just take a picture of the check to deposit? That's how I do it now. Take a picture of the front, take a picture of the back, and then it gets deposited. Is this like an official certified check? No, it's a check that's going to a client, it's ultimately going to a client, but, like, under Michigan rules, like, lawyers have to keep a trust account, and this has to go into our, what they call, it's like a pool trust account before it can go out to the individual, so, like, I have to take it in and deposit it because, you know, we have a pretty arcane system for this stuff. Okay, it's kind of like when you have to make a big check for a house payment, you know. I remember having to do that. You'd have to get it witnessed and all that stuff. Yeah, you keep all your client retainers, but this is actually like a settlement check, so I have to it's a settlement from a lawsuit, so I got to bring it into the bank and have them, you know, put it in my IOLTA, and then I've got to write a check to the client, and, you know, it's a big hassle. How about Dave with you? I mean, I guess you guys are pretty settled into the quote-unquote new house now. Yeah, you know, the guy that sold the house says, yeah, it takes 2 years to settle into a new house. He's not wrong. So I think we're finally at that point where we're just there's nothing new to do to it. I mean, there's always something to do, but we can chill for a little bit. But we're just in that stage now of minor maintenance things and all that. So other than that, it's going pretty good. Yeah, I hear that. But at least you got the big stuff, like landscaping, deck, you know, all that kind of stuff done. Interior, you got your furniture all moved in and all stuff. Now you just gotta kind of still get used to it. Yeah, I would say like the first year We had a lot of dealings with the HOA community manager, and it was more that like the builder wanted the neighborhood to look a certain way, so that it was so when people drive through. So I wanted grass in the front, my front in front of my house. I just wanted to leave it plain grass, but no, you gotta put some kind of nice landscaping there. So I fought with them with that, but now they're leaving me alone. We got a different community manager who's a lot nicer, reachable and all that stuff, so it's all good now. Yeah, once they sell a critical mass of units in the neighborhood, they probably don't have to worry about it too much anymore. Hey, I'm gonna run to the bank. I'll be back out in about 5-10 minutes. All right, KF8S, W8RJD. All right, talk to you later, KF8S. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Jack. Did you go to the breakfast?
It was 16 people there. Can you believe that? All four tables will be there.
Oh, very good. Everybody must be done with their summer vacations and all that stuff. I was sleeping. I woke up around, like, I don't know, like 4:30 in the morning. I took the dog out. I mean, it was nice, peaceful. Nobody was up yet. And then I just went back to bed, turned the sprinklers on, went back to bed. So I kind of slept through all that. Did John show up? I think John, AD8OD, said he was going to try to make it.
Oh, I don't think so. I didn't see him, so I don't think he made it. But it was, it was 16 people. We were, Sean wasn't there because I guess he was there or something.
Yeah, well, regardless, it's a good showing. Were it mostly Hazel Park folks, or you got other people showing up, too?
Mostly was Hazel Park. Maybe one or two guys. Brian was there. I don't know if you know. You know Brian, probably. From 9 1/2 and Ryan. Yeah, he was there. And Phil was there, too.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Very good. Okay. So what do you have going on today? I think today I'm just going to take it easy. Got a few projects around the house I need to do. So you got anything exciting going on?
Not really. I'm on my way to the church in Oak Park. Because my cousin has his sister passed away. She's an old lady, about 93. So I got to go there because he's our first cousin. He's a priest.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get to 93. that's funny. Well, sorry for your loss. But all right, I think I'm going to get some coffee and wake my brain up. The brain's not quite functioning yet, so I will listen out and I'll chat with you later. KF8S.
I wish we can get to 93, me too. I don't know. Never know anyhow. Anyhow, good talking to you, Dave. We'll talk again. KF8S.
W8RJD Mobile.
Welcome back. Do you always have to work on Saturdays for your clients, or is lawyering pretty much a 7-day job?
I don't think for most people it is, but I think that for us and kind of the way our practice kind of grew in a ways that we really didn't think it was going to. It is, but I'm sure this will be a temporary thing. Yeah, do you guys mostly do elder law, or are you guys doing a little bit of everything? My wife handles a little bit of, like, she handles a little bit of, like, she has a contract for automatic restart thing at the light. I normally turn that thing off, and then it killed my battery to my radio. No, but my wife does a little bit of, like, work for the Department of Health and Human Services. She's an attorney for kids that have been abused and neglected, but my practice is entirely probate. Ah, okay. Yeah, have I ever told you about that little... Oh, God, there's like this little gray box, okay? And you plug it in line with your radio, and it always keeps the voltage at 13.8 no matter what. Only problem, though, is it draws all the time. So you got to make sure that you, you know, when you turn your car off, that it turns that off, or, you know, from the accessory. But there's this little gray box that is like a voltage regulator. It keeps it at a nice 13. It'll avoid that auto stop issue. So even when it dips down to 11 volts or whatever, it still keeps it at 13 when it will up-volt it. Yep, and I have that on here. The only problem is it works at every other time except for when I'm in transmit. If I'm in transmit and that happens, then the voltage is able to dip low enough. But every other time, it's fixed the problem. Oh, that's annoying that it does it when what I've been doing lately with my mobiles is I'll bring a battery pack with me, and because you know most of the time when I'm in the car it's like 90% listening anyways, maybe that rare 10% when you're talking. Like right now, like you probably throw your call out and don't really get a response that often. Yep, and that's why that gray box works for me, because like you said, 90% of the time I'm listening, so 90% of the time the gray box works. It's only if I'm trying to transmit with auto start-stop. Most of the time, I know to turn it off, and because I don't use it. It seems to kill the battery. I don't think it does all that much good, but that time I forgot, because I was getting in the car from the bank and didn't think about turning off the auto start-stop. I hope they stop putting those on cars, because I just find it annoying. Yeah, we just leased a new Traverse, and unfortunately the 2026 model still had it in it. So there's got to be a way. I'm sure there's like a service code or some way you can press a bunch of buttons and it disables it. So I guess there's actually something you can buy that, like, you basically plug it in and it'll bypass it. But the problem is, I guess if you put it in, it invalidates all sorts of warranties and stuff like that. So that becomes, like, the real problem with it, which is funny because they'll let you manually disable it, but they won't let you automatically disable it. I guess there's something that you can plug into your car that will remember what the last thing it was set to. So if it was set to auto start or, you know, we're off, it'll just go back to that state. But, yeah, again, I guess you invalidate your warranty if you do that. But I don't know. I just think that auto start-stop kills your battery. Yeah, I think, isn't there a separate battery? It's not even that kills your primary battery. There's like a secondary battery that I think it kills, but I haven't actually looked under the hood. I've only ever had to deal with the primary battery, but I thought they put a secondary battery in with it. Well, if they did, that's news to me, but I'll tell you, it's just annoying. At some point, I want to just totally rework the radio in the truck anyway. Like, I want to have it all under the rear seat of the back and then have, like, kind of route the speakers to the front, stuff like that. Like, kind of do it a little bit better. I don't know, maybe even put, like a battery in line so I don't even have to worry because I think I got a battery charge controller too that I could put in here and just run the radio off the battery and have the car charge the battery and do it that way, and then it's kind of all a little bit isolated, so to speak. Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways you can do it. You could even make a go bag type of pack where you just kind of like throw it on your passenger side and put the antenna and power up to it, or well, power would be in the battery pack or in the portable go pack or whatever. And the only thing you have to do is hook up the antenna. You can do something like that as well, but it really depends on how much you want to do. I mean, if you're in the car for short trips, it's inconvenient for that. So I've toyed with a bunch of ideas. You know, I've even tried. You know, the BTEC has an amp for ATTs, so that all you have to do is bring your ATT in the car, and if you're just talking on UHF, it's perfect, right? You just plug your ATT into it, and it's got a little amplifier for that. Yeah, see, I actually do that for the DMR radio, because I don't have like a car DMR radio. My car is my mobile is Fusion, mainly because when I started doing this, it was all Fusion, and then now there's more DM. It seems like there's more DMR in the area, but all my DMR radios are handheld. So, and since every DMR repeater in the area is on UHF, yeah, I just put the BTEC UHF amplifier, and then away you go. Yeah, you got the statewide system, and then that one's probably the most, used, convenient. There's a new one going up in New Haven. I think you were talking to Eric about it, or maybe that was somebody else, but there's a new one going up in New Haven, but it's got some issues right now, and it's being worked on, so it's not quite ready for people to try yet, but once that's up, that'll be a VHF one. That'll be, if you remember N8SA, who's up in New Haven, it's kind of like in that area, and it's up a little higher, so it should have good coverage around the area, but mostly over here on the east side, I think it's going to get into it better.
Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. You're talking about the VHF DMR repeater that's up north in northern Macomb. That is actually on the air right now. It is not necessarily at full capacity, just because it is limited to, I think, a 30-watt transit power right now, because it can hear itself talking too much.
Yep. Yeah, I think Wally briefed me on it a little bit, so... I know he's working on it, so that's why I say it's like, if you're within like 20 kilometers of it, you know, you get in good, but beyond 20 kilometers, it's like receive only. Like, you hear it, but you can't get into it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, that N8SA, he's in that Eastern Michigan Fusion group, and I get his repeater all the way out here in Rochester Hills. KF8S. Yeah, it should be like that footprint, because it's almost in the same like Bill's house is probably like maybe a mile from it. So if you're hearing Bill's, then this one will probably get pretty good. I don't know if you've got this frequency. It's 147.3,
7 as the receive, plus 6 for transmit. So you might want to plug that into your radio, 147.37. Yeah, that'll be helpful when I'm on the east side, because I'm on the east side a lot now, because I've got my aunt over there, and we're always going over there and working on her house and stuff like that. But I get into that one repeater, the Mount Clemens one, pretty good from her house in Sterling Heights. She's at Shaner and Canal, and I get into the Mount Clemens pretty good from her place. Yeah, that's the one I usually use. I've got a good coverage for that one. Way over here on the east side. And then there's one up north, like Burnside. Like if you go up M53, once you get near like Elmont, whatever, you can switch over to that. So, I mean, and then a bunch of them in Flint. And I was in Grand Rapids around the 4th of July time, and they've got a good coverage out there too. So I mean, it's a good broad system. Not too many people on it. I mean, there's people. I think there's a lot of listeners. You know, a lot of people listening. Not as many talk. I pretty much listen to it all day in my office because I've got, like I said, I've got that one in my hotspot. So I've got the DMR hotspot set up, and I'll listen to that. I'll listen to the statewide one. Yeah, statewide one, like pretty much all day. I don't have a chance to talk much because I'm like busy most of the day. But when I listen a lot, so I get to hear everything that's going on. And it's a pretty amazing. The CMN network is just pretty amazing what they've done with that and the coverage that they've gotten out of that. Yep. And, Darren, I didn't mean to leave you out. If you want to take a turn, go ahead.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, hey, Darren, you might be at the end of your string there. I heard you. I heard you say, though, you were just listening.
No, there's a lot of... It's weird. You know how it is. You've been in the Detroit area using ham radio for a while. It goes in waves. It gets busy. You know, there's a lot of people talking, and then it gets quiet for a while, and then it gets busy again, and then it gets quiet.
Yeah, and it migrates. It's like some people will be on Fusion for a while, then they'll be on DMR, then they'll be... Now I guess there's a lot of people on P25, which I don't even have a P25 radio. And then, but I still... right now my favorite is All-Star. You know, I can throw a Baofeng in and set up a All-Star hotspot, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's the most, I guess, natural sounding. I mean, of course, we don't like the static, you know, so that we get spoiled when we're on digital. But, yeah, that's the easiest one. And there's a lot of... there's a lot of hubs or, I don't know if you call them hubs or repeaters, around the country, you know. So if it's dead over here, right, I mean, yeah, you obviously know about East Coast Reflector, but there's, like, little pockets of activity out there. There's this one in Buffalo, New York, that has a lot of regulars on there. There's another one in Chicagoland that they have nets, like if you're up at night, you know, if you can't sleep, and around 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, there's like this night crawlers net over in Chicago, and then of course the West Coast, in Oregon, they have like a net like three times a day, but it seems to be very local, like, you know, most of the chat, you know, what they talk about isn't really relevant to us, but there's places that you can go to for nets and stuff. I don't know if you have an Android device at all, but look at this app called QSO1, QSO number 1. So if you've got a tablet or a spare Android phone, put that on your phone, and you can do a lot with that as well. I'll have to look into getting an Android device. I have nothing Android, no Android tablets, but they're pretty cheap. You can pick them up on the used market pretty cheap. But yeah, it seems like they're doing all the good apps are on the Android and not on iOS, because probably because of the way Apple locks it down. Yeah, and I'm primarily an iOS. You know, my main my phone is iOS. I have an iPhone. I did splurge and get an Android phone though, and I tether it to my Wi-Fi. It's, I'm a little dorky where I have two phones with me at all times, but all the ham stuff is, and all ham stuff and like voice, you know, push to talk and all that stuff are on the Android device. But yeah, but that's what it is. It's, Apple makes it a little hard to take push to talk apps. You have to, not only do you have to have a developer account, you have to get like special permission from Apple to access the push to talk interface. So only ones that really have access to it are like Zello, of course, and probably Motorola's got their, you know, Motorola's got their push to talk solution, and a couple other ones that they have to like, you have to like prove that it's like a useful service for everyone. And it's like, how does that go against you know, making apps, or how does that, you know, fit into wanting people to make apps for your ecosystem? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. But, you know, yeah, I got to get myself an Android tablet. But that repeater phone app was pretty good. I used that for a while. That was pretty good. Am I getting in? Hey, Dave, am I getting into the repeater? Huh, I wonder what happened there. Huh. W8RJD, listen. I think the UMP went down. I'm being told not to talk anymore. So I'll stand by. Can't say that. W8RJD monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Thank you. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
TFAFQN, listening.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees.
KFAFTF monitoring.
WDAKLL.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
KKKKL.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
KFAFQN, radio check.
I had everything rock and roll in it.
KFAFQN, listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Rain. 73 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Rain. 72 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Rain. 72 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.